Morning Watch.
Monday.
Entering into the intrinsic significance of the reality of the body of Christ, the highest peak in God's economy and the top revelation of the Bible. Related verses. Ephesians 1, 17, 22 through 23, 9 through 11. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him. And he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth, in him. In whom also we were designated as an inheritance, having been predestinated according to the purpose of the one who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Acts 26:18. To open the eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. 1 Corinthians 12:12. For even as a body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. Matthew 5:3-8. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Suggested reading. What is the body of Christ? The body of Christ is the continuation of Christ's life on earth. When he came to the earth and lived on earth, he expressed himself through a body. Today, he still requires a body to express himself. Just as a man needs a body to express all that he is, Christ needs a body to express himself. The function of the body is to be the full expression of Christ. We cannot manifest our personality through any one member of our body, the ears, mouth, eyes, hands, or feet alone. Similarly, Christ cannot manifest his personality through any one member of his body. It takes his whole body to manifest him. We must see that everything of Christ is expressed through his body. This is not all. The body of Christ is extension and continuation of Christ on earth. He spent more than 30 years on earth to reveal himself. He did this as the individual Christ. Today, he is revealing himself through the church. This is the corporate Christ. Formerly, Christ was expressed individually. Now, he is expressed corporately. God is after a corporate vessel, not individual vessels. He is not choosing a few zealous, consecrated ones to work for him individually. Individual vessels cannot fulfill God's goal and plan. God has chosen the church. Only the church, as a corporate Christ, can fulfill God's goal and plan. Consider our human body. No member of our body can act independently. It is impossible for a body to depend on one hand or one leg. However, if the body loses a member, it will not be complete. The body of Christ is composed of all the believers. Every believer is a member in the body of Christ, and every believer is indispensable. The body of Christ is a reality. The church life is also a reality. The Word of God does not say the church is like the body of Christ. It says a church is the body of Christ. Nothing that is of us can ever become part of the body of Christ, because Christ is all and in all in the body. Anything in us that is not a part of Christ frustrates our inward knowledge of the body of Christ. Sin hinders us from seeing Christ, and the natural life hinders us from seeing the body. We all must see our position in the body of Christ. If we truly see our position in the body, it will be as though we are saved a second time. The body of Christ is not a doctrine, it is a realm. It is not a teaching, but a life. Many Christians seek to teach the truth of the body, but few know the life of the body. The body of Christ is an experience in a totally different realm. A man can know the book of Romans without being justified. Similarly, a man can know the book of Ephesians without seeing the body of Christ. We do not need knowledge, rather we need revelation to know the reality of the body of Christ and to enter the realm of the body. Only revelation from God will usher us into the realm of the body. Only then will the body of Christ become our experience. In Acts 2, it seems as if Peter was preaching the gospel alone and that 3,000 people were saved through him. But we must remember that the other 11 apostles were standing beside him. The body of Christ was preaching the gospel. It was not the preaching of an individual. If we have the view of the body, we will see that individualism will not bring us anywhere.